USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An appeals court dominated by Republican-nominated judges was chosen at random Tuesday to deal with a flurry of lawsuits against the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit was the winner of a lottery that was triggered by multiple appeals courts receiving challenges to the mandate, which was promulgated at the behest of President Joe Biden and would affect every business with 100 or more workers if it's allowed to take effect. Representative Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2022, adding to the list of Democrats who are not seeking re-election.
There's also another chapter or two in my book of life, and I intend to contribute to you, the communities I love on the peninsula and in San Francisco.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Almost $1 trillion from the Democrats' spending bills is going into implementing the Green New Deal issues at a time when Americans are suffering from inflation rates that continue to grow. And that's really scary, Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax.
Even Obama economists are saying that this is one of the worst inflationary and most dangerous inflationary periods in decades. So we know that this is a problem, and inflation is a tax on the people who can least afford it, our middle and lower income earners.
Oroville, California is now a constitutional republic city.
The city council in Oroville, California overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey, but another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that I believe is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.